Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Smart Students Stop Being Curious? Let's dive in. Picture this, a straight-A student who used to ask, "Why does the sky change colors?" now sits silently, mechanically completing worksheets. When content becomes rigid and standardized, even our brightest students lose their spark. Today, I want to explore how innovation pedagogy can reignite that natural curiosity and intrinsic motivation that made them love learning in the first place. Here's what happens. Traditional education often rewards right answers over right questions. Innovation teaching flips this entirely. Instead of starting lessons with predetermined outcomes, we begin with student-generated questions. Rather than saying, "Today we'll learn about photosynthesis," try, "What would happen if plants could talk to each other?" Notice the difference? One shuts down wonder, the other opens infinite possibilities. Research from self-determination theory shows us exactly why this matters. Students need three things to stay engaged: autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Rigid curricula strip away autonomy by offering no choice, undermine mastery through one-size-fits-all pacing, and eliminate purpose by keeping learning abstract and disconnected. Innovation pedagogy restores all three through student-driven inquiry and real-world connections. Here's a practical strategy I call the question parking lot. Create a physical or digital space where students post questions that arise during any lesson. Dedicate just 10 minutes weekly to exploring these questions through mini investigations. Let students vote on which questions to pursue, giving them ownership over their learning direction. Let me share Sarah's story. She's a high school biology teacher who noticed her AP students becoming robotic test preppers. Sarah introduced Curiosity Fridays, where students investigated self-generated questions using the scientific method. One student's question about why her grandmother's plants thrived led to a semester-long research project on soil microbiomes. The result? Higher test scores and renewed passion for science among previously disengaged high achievers. This week, start one lesson by asking students what they wonder about your topic before you teach it. Write their questions on the board and refer back to them throughout the lesson. End by asking which questions still need exploring. This becomes your next lesson's starting point. Remember, curiosity isn't just nice to have. It's the engine of innovation that drives every breakthrough in science, art, and human progress. When we preserve and nurture student questions, we're not just teaching content. We're developing the questioners and problem solvers our world desperately needs. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Remember, you're not just a teacher, you're an innovation teacher. Let's keep shaping classrooms where creativity and discovery thrive. Subscribe and join me on this journey.